This morning on WCHL, a career in teaching has become less attractive in North Carolina, meaning a degree in the education field has lost some of its luster.
Across the state, we have been put in a little bit of a defensive position to defend education a little bit and why it's a good choice.
UNC's J School has named its Halls of Fame inductees, including one of our own. And President Obama has ordered troops to Africa to help in the Ebola outbreak. Some companies here in the United States are trying unconventional methods in the attempts of finding a cure. These stories and more, plus your Chapel Hill Harbor Road traffic and weather together. In WCHL Championship Sports, Carolina men's soccer team is number one. Carolina volleyball is moving up in the rankings. Plus, the Tar Heel football team returns to the gridiron this weekend, but it's not going to be easy at ECU.
When you're talking about an in-state team, the good part about it is the regional rivalry that I've talked about before, that the fans, they love it. They don't like the other side.
And
while we were away, Carolina's schedule turned downright nasty.
That's this morning at our Chansky Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
8:05, 64 degrees in Chapel Hill. Look for a high today in the low 80s, a little warmer than yesterday, but then the temperatures will back off a little bit to tomorrow, back in the 70s. We have a 30% chance of rain later on in the day. The UNC School of Education is having its share of problems attracting new students who want to pursue a career in teaching, and for very predictable reasons, lack of incentives, and of course, statewide budget cuts to teaching programs. WCHL's Danny Hooley has more.
I would think that we are very much in the same situation as other schools of education across the state.
That's Ann Bryan, Assistant Dean for Student Affairs at the UNC School of Education. Recent news reports about declining enrollments for School of Education programs are sobering. Speaking recently with WCHL, Bryan confirmed that the UNC School of Education is feeling the pain too. She supplied some raw numbers that show an especially startling drop in undergraduate admissions for the 2014-15 school year. Only 81 undergrads enrolled this time around, compared to 113 the year before. Graduate admissions are a little better, up to 171 from 151 last year, but 2 years ago, the number was around 230. Bryan said there's a noticeable trend of students turning away from education as a major, and she lays some of the blame on the state's elimination of the Teaching Fellows Program and the recent elimination of master's pay for teachers that earn advanced degrees.
Across the state, we have been put in a little bit of a defensive position to defend education a little bit and why it's a good choice in light of some decisions made at the state level, particularly around pay.
Bryan says she's not entirely dejected by declining numbers. She said the School of Education has an ear to the ground for students who may not even want to go into teaching, but into education policy instead.
I think that our relatively new education minor is bursting with students.
It's not that the department is giving up on drawing aspiring teachers either. Bryan said the School of Education is stepping up recruitment efforts with more college fairs, open houses, information sessions, and working with undergraduate admissions to get the word out.
North Carolina has high needs areas still where teachers in math, science, and special education can pretty much get a job anywhere in the state they want.
An open house for graduate students is scheduled for Saturday, October 11th. If you're interested in attending, you can RSVP on the School of Education website, which you can find through a link on our website, chapelborough.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM. WCHL.
The UNC Chapel Hill School of Journalism and Mass Communication is welcoming WCHL's owner and CEO Jim Hebner as a Halls of Fame inductee. The North Carolina Halls of Fame for Journalism, Advertising, and Public Relations ceremony honors individuals who have made outstanding career-long contributions to their fields, according to a press release from UNC. Inductees must be native North Carolinians or be identified with the state. Hebner started working here at WCHL in 1961 and was the force behind moving the music station to full-time news years later. The station began life in 1953 under the ownership of Sandy McClamrock, who also served as Chapel Hill's mayor throughout the 1960s. By 1978, Hefner was the majority owner at WCHL. The radio station operates as a division of Vilcom, of which Hefner is owner and CEO. Hebner is one of 8 Halls of Fame inductees to be honored at the October event coming up at the Sheraton Chapel Hill Hotel. Others include UNC Professor Emeritus Harry Amana, the first black journalism professor at the university, and Chris Matthews, host of MSNBC's Hardball. In 1968, Matthews dropped out of the UNC doctoral program in economics after a year to join the Peace Corps. Tickets for the event are $75. They're available through September 26th. You can purchase them by calling 919-843-2026. You can find that number in this story on our website, chapelbrew.com. WCHL congratulates Jim Hebner. A survey of North Carolina likely voters shows Democratic U.S. Senator Kay Hagan holding a narrow lead over Republican challenger Tom Tillis, roughly 2 months from Election Day. The Elon University poll released on Monday had Hagan with support from 45% of those likely to vote, compared to 41% for Tillis, the state House Speaker. 9% say they would vote for someone else. Close to 5% are undecided. The survey of 629 likely voters taken September 5th through 9th has a margin of sampling error of 3.9 percentage points. When expanded to include registered voters surveyed, the Elon poll says 38% approved of President Barack Obama's job performance, while 50% disapproved. Republican U.S. Senate candidate Tom Tillis is getting help from New Jersey Governor Chris Christie as part of Christie's multiple-stop swing through the Carolinas to raise money and meet voters. Christie and Tillis were slated to hold a meet-and-greet this morning in Wilmington before holding a private fundraiser for Tillis's campaign. Christie will head on down to South Carolina for several fundraisers on behalf of that state's incumbent Governor Nikki Haley, who's seeking re-election. State House Speaker Tillis, of course, running against Democratic Senator Kay Hagan. Christie's visits come under his position as chairman of the Republican Governors Association, but he will also visit two states that could play important roles in the GOP presidential nomination in early 2016. Christie is said to be considering a run for president. Orange County commissioners will review employee benefits and authorize the purchase of a new truck to haul solid waste when the board meets tonight. The projected renewal costs for county employees health benefits are expected to rise by about 13% for the next year, but that increase will likely be paid for by the county, not by individual employees. Commissioners will also consider purchasing a hook lift truck for $193,000 to service the recycling compactors at Walnut Grove Convenience Center. The cardboard compactor at the landfill and all the purple rigid plastic roll-off containers at the county's solid waste convenience centers and recycling drop-off sites. The board meets at 7 o'clock at the Southern Human Services Center on Homestead Road. You can read the agenda in this story on our website, chapelbrew.com. Carborough Alderman will consider creating the position of town historian when the board meets tonight. If the board approves the position, the town would put out a call for applicants, and members of the Board of Aldermen would appoint an historian to serve for a 4-year term. The board will also consider signing an interlocal agreement with Chapel Hill and Orange County to reimburse the county for preliminary engineering and community outreach efforts related to the effort to bring sewer service to the Rogers Road neighborhood. Carborough's share totals $25,000. The Board of Aldermen meets at 7:30 tonight at Carborough Town Hall. And again, you can find a link to the agenda in this story on our website, chapelbrew.com. The Obama administration, as you've heard on CBS, is ramping up its response to West Africa's Ebola crisis. And the deadliest Ebola outbreak in history has been in the news quite a bit lately. It's continuing to rage. More than 3,500 infected since March, more than 2,200 dead. With a race to create effective medicine to fight the epidemic, a few companies here in the States are trying a not-so-conventional approach. Jordan Nash reports for Carolina Connection.
Tobacco. People light it up and chew it. But now, a few medical factories are using tobacco for a healthy cause. For vaccines and antibody treatment. In order to make vaccines and treatments work, scientists grow proteins. UNC graduate Daniel Adams is a lab analyst in Durham and explains how proteins are normally grown.
So when flu season rolls around, they pick the strain they think is going to be the most popular and they put it in a chicken egg and they use natural physiological processes to replicate it.
The problem? This method takes about 5 to 6 months to grow the proteins enough to make the medicine. The tobacco process of growing proteins works in a similar fashion, but takes a much shorter time. Medicago, a Canadian-owned medical company that produces vaccines by using plant processes, has an American branch located in Research Triangle Park. The Durham facility is equipped to make more than 10 million doses of pandemic flu vaccines each month. So how does the tobacco process work?
The tobacco strain, they're putting a protein in tobacco, and it's going to replicate it and act like a factory for it, and after a few weeks or days, however long it takes, they have enough to distill down to their drug product.
And a new use for the cheaper and quicker tobacco process? To make treatments to combat Ebola. Kentucky Bioprocessing is using this method to make a treatment called ZMAP for the virus. The company, which is owned by tobacco giant Reynolds American Incorporated, made the medicine that was given to the two Americans who were affected in Liberia who lived and to the Spanish priest who died this summer. These treatments were not approved by the FDA, but were given because of the dire circumstances. While those doses were the only ones Kentucky Bioprocessing had, officials in the company say they are working diligently to make more treatment doses as quickly as possible. They say once another treatment is made and approved in the U.S., they can crank out thousands or millions of doses in a short period of time. In Chapel Hill, I'm Jordan Nash.
Carolina Connection is the radio news magazine of the UNC School of Journalism and Mass Communication. It airs on Saturday mornings at 8:30 here on WCHL during the school year. A new report by the investment rating agency Standard & Poor's says the income gap is undermining public treasuries in North Carolina and some other states as well. The S&P report released yesterday says North Carolina is among the 10 states most reliant on income tax revenues. The report says the increasing flow of wealth to top earners is forcing policymakers to choose between raising taxes on the rich or cutting spending for education, medical care, and other services. The report says North Carolina's annual tax revenues in the 2000s grew on average by about half the rate of the 1990s and grew by only a slightly faster pace since recession-scarred 2009. North Carolina's tax revenues in recent years grew more slowly than the average of similar states heavily dependent on income tax revenues. WCHL News Time, 8:16. Time now for traffic and weather together. Traffic brought to you this morning by Grimble Jewelers.
Well, unfortunately, right now there is a shutdown of NC-55, not in the usual area that we talk about, but it is completely closed NC-55. That is in the Cary area, though, right now. If that is a usual route for you, be on the lookout for that. You might want to look ahead and see an alternate route you'd like to take. But right now, traffic is moving fairly smoothly in the Chapel Hill Carborough area. 15501 northbound and southbound seeing the usual delays, as well as NC-54 eastbound and westbound between 15501 and I-40. I-40 moving smoothly right now, though, and really no other problems in the general area. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
Berkeley Grimble wants you to come see him at Grimble Jewelers in Chapel Hill. Whether you need a new watch battery, an engagement ring, or that custom piece that you've been dreaming of for a long time, Grimble's is always there for you. It's Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler, Grimble's, on Elliott Road in the Village Plaza next to Whole Foods. WCHL's Chapel Hill cover of weather brought to you by Glass Half Full. Partly sunny, 30% chance for showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. High today in the low 80s. We're stuck at 65 degrees now in Chapel Hill, beginning to warm up just a little bit. Tonight we're looking at mostly cloudy skies, 30% chance of showers and or thunderstorms. Low tonight in the low 60s. Then tomorrow a little bit cooler again, pretty much like yesterday. Mostly cloudy, 20% chance of showers in the morning, and a slight chance of rain in the afternoon as well. High tomorrow, about 75. Glass Hole is a friendly, optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop right in the heart of downtown Carborough. And the beautiful garden patio is open now as well for outdoor dining at the end of the day. Good food, good wine, and lots of fun, too, at Glass Half Full.
This is Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station, WCHL. Now, here's Ron Stutz.
818 at WCHL, some North Carolina political conservatives want state lawmakers to consider whether to replace the death penalty with life in prison without parole due to recently vacated murder cases. The group North Carolina Conservatives concerned about the death penalty said this week the North Carolina General Assembly should reevaluate capital punishment. A judge 2 weeks ago ordered the release of half-brothers, one the longest-serving death row inmate and the other serving life in prison, after overturning their convictions related to an 11-year-old girl's slaying. The judge cited new DNA evidence evidence that was not available when they were convicted. Republicans at the legislature passed a law last year designed to resume capital punishment after years of legal delays. The group's coordinator is Republican consultant Ballard Everett. Group members include current or former GOP chairman in Nash, Wake, and Durham counties. In news around town this morning, congratulations to the town of Chapel Hill, winner of two national awards earlier this month from the City County Communications and Marketing Association, or 3CMA for short. 3CMA gives out the Savvy Awards each year for outstanding local government achievements in communications, marketing, and citizen government relationships. This year, Chapel Hill won for the promotional video it produced for the mayor's innovation project and for a series of one-page how-to guides it put together for town employees. The town of Chapel Hill has won national awards from 3CMA in the past, most recently in 2011. Head to Playmakers Repertory Company this month and catch the opening play of its 2014-15 main stage season, Vanya and Sonia and Masha and Spike, a Tony-winning comedy by Christopher Durang. Inspired by the Russian playwright Anton Chekhov, Vanya won the Tony for Best Play in 2013. Playmakers production is directed by Libby Appel, who's not only directed all of Chekhov's plays in the past, but also translated five of his plays into English. Previews begin on Wednesday. Opening night is Saturday, and the play runs through October 5th. If you like showtimes and tickets, visit playmakersrep.org. And don't worry, we have that contact information on our website at chapelboro.com. WCHL Championship Sports. We'll start by talking about UNC men's soccer. UNC men's soccer team has surpassed the only team it's lost to this season and now sits at the top spot in the nation. According to a recent poll, College Soccer News ranked North Carolina number one in the country yesterday after its 3-0 ACC win against Pittsburgh on Friday in Chapel Hill. That win pushed the Tar Heels past the former number one UCLA. Tar Heels lost to the Bruins 1-0 back in the Carolina Nike Classic on August 31st. Tar Heels are back on the road and out of conference play tonight against William & Mary. That game can be seen on NSCAA TV with the kickoff time scheduled for 7 o'clock. UNC volleyball team jumped four spots in this week's national rankings after sweeping its opponents in the Carolina Classic over the weekend. The AVCA coaches voted the Tar Heels into the number 13 spot after a hard-fought meeting with then-number 16 Kentucky opened the weekend. Tar Heels then ranked number 17, pulled off the five-set win with a 16-14 final set. The weekend's remaining games were a breeze comparatively as Carolina swept Georgia Southern and then Virginia Commonwealth on doubleheader Saturday. UNC is 7-1 in the season now and on a five-match winning streak after its 3-0 loss to Illinois in the Illini Classic on August 30th. Tar Heels remain home this weekend for the ACC Big 12 Classic. Oklahoma comes to town on Friday. Carolina will host West Virginia on Saturday. Both those matches start at 6 p.m. Game week is back for the Carolina football team with a trip to Greenville to face the East Carolina Pirates on tap for Saturday. Head coach Larry Fedora and the Tar Heels know they're going to be in for a battle. They will have to be at their best to come out of there with a win, and that would make them 3-0 on the season. WCHL's Matt Oakes has more on the game.
The open bye week gave the UNC coaching staff the opportunity to go back to the basics and preach the fundamentals. The Tar Heels were sloppy with penalties, defensive assignments, and tackles for large portions of their wins in the opening two contests. Coach Fedora says he thought his team, loaded with an infusion of freshmen and sophomores, profited greatly from the refresher courses in practice at Navy Field.
It's an opportunity for them to get more reps and hopefully become more comfortable. When it'll slow down for them, I don't know. You know, last year it took a while for all those young kids before the game slowed down and they started realizing that they could play. You know, and so I don't know when that'll take place for them. But it was nice. I thought it was good to have the open week at this point, which just gave us some time to really go back to the fundamentals.
But the tune-up time is over. Game week is in full swing for the Tar Heels. The Pirates are coming off an impressive 28-21 upset over then number 17 Virginia Tech at Blacksburg, a place few opponents walk out of on the right side of the scoreboard. So with an in-state rivalry game against an in-form opponent upcoming in a hostile environment, Carolina will no doubt face a stern test. Coach Fedora says the regional matchups featuring ravenous fan bases only add to the excitement.
When you're talking about an in-state team, the good part about it is the regional rivalry that I've talked about before, that the fans are, you know, they love it. I mean, both sides. I mean, because they don't like the other side.
Coach Fedora says game weeks like these are what make college football so special.
So that's good for college football. It really is. I think it's good. It gives your fans something to talk about all year, and it's something to talk about up to the game and after the game. And I think it's a good thing.
Saturday will offer a chance at some sweet revenge for the Tar Heels. A season ago, Carolina suffered a humiliating 55-31 home loss in Chapel Hill to the Pirates. Coach Fedora says he doesn't have to remind his team about last year's debacle in Keenan Stadium.
I mean, you really don't have to say anything. I mean, these guys, they don't forget things like that, you know. So I'm sure that in a lot of their minds, it will be a factor for them. It will be something that you know, internally motivates them. But then you got other guys that are playing that had nothing to do with the game. So I mean, it's a game to them.
After opening their season in the cozy comforts of home, the schedule turns tough for the Tar Heels, with 5 of their next 7 games coming on the road. As Coach Fedora always says, UNC will be taking it one step at a time, just trying to go 1-0 each week. But given last year, if Carolina is somehow able to go 1-0 at the end of play on Saturday in Dowdy-Ficklin Stadium, it may feel more like 2 wins for the price of 1. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Tar Heel defense turned in an ugly performance against East Carolina last year. Tar Heels lost 55-31. We're going to find out a lot about this Carolina defense this week. Tar Heels have been among the nation's best at forcing turnovers, but Coach Fedora says the Tar Heels missed 34 tackles in the game against San Diego State. That obviously has to improve. Carolina Panthers coach Ron Rivera says he's not sure if Greg Hardy will play on Sunday night against Pittsburgh Steelers, and that the team hasn't considered releasing the Pro Bowl defensive end who's involved in a domestic violence case. Rivera says Hardy will continue to practice and attend team meetings, but he's not going to make a decision on if he plays until later on in the week. Panthers plan to continue to gather information in what Coach Rivera says is a very fluid situation. Hardy played in week 1, but Rivera deactivated him just hours before Sunday's game against the Lions and 2 days after the coach said Hardy would play. Hardy was convicted July 15th of assault on a female and communicating threats, but is appealing that ruling. And the Steelers have spent training camp preaching about the importance of fixing a run defense that slumped to 21st in the NFL last fall. 2 weeks into the regular season, they're still waiting for the corrections to take hold. Pittsburgh has allowed 340 yards on the ground so far. Opponents are averaging an alarming 5 yards a carry. Both numbers among the worst in the league, with a trip to play unbeaten Carolina on the horizon in Charlotte on Sunday. Defensive end Brett Keisel says the big issue is tackling. He says the Steelers need to get back to fundamentals and wrap up ball carriers instead of just going for big hits. Well, Carolina Panthers taking on the Steelers on Sunday night. 8:27 at WCHL.
Our Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
While we were away, Carolina's schedule turned downright nasty. This is Art Chansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. Let's get serious, please. Who really expected East Carolina to go into Blacksburg and shock a Virginia Tech team that had just beaten 8th-ranked Ohio State in Columbus? And who gave Virginia any chance of upsetting ACC newbie Louisville that was looking like a threat to Florida State in the Atlantic Division? Well, those two upsets occurred, expanding a very tough 5-game stretch into a murderer's row for the Tar Heels, who now have to prove they can be a prohibitive favorite to win a game all the way to the regular season finale against NC State. As I said last week in this program, winning at East Carolina was going to be a bear for Larry Fedora's team. Now it's more like a mountain lion after the Pirates went to Blacksburg, broke out to an early lead they made look easy, and held on to upset the Hokies. You already thought Dowdy-Ficklin was going to be crazy Saturday afternoon, right? Now it's going to be a jam-packed madhouse in Greenville. Then comes a trip to Clemson, a visit from a smarting Vautech team on the road and at home against unbeaten's Notre Dame and Georgia Tech, followed by what once looked like a laugher in Charlottesville. Take a deep breath, not so fast, because then comes a road game at Miami, hosting currently undefeated Pitt, and trying to avoid losing 3 straight to Duke, this one on national TV in Durham. I know the Heels are 2-0, but frankly, they haven't done much to prove they can win any of the next 9 games. And just as frankly, watching the tape of wins over Liberty and San Diego State may be giving opponents more confidence than trepidation. None of the 9 has a losing record, and they enter this weekend with a combined 21-5 mark. Remember, Carolina was picked 4th in the ACC Coastal, but began the season as the only team in the division ranked in the top 25. So the Tar Heels were supposed to be pretty good. They need to prove they're even better than that against a schedule that has suddenly turned treacherous. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
Are you a weekend warrior? Along with the fun of being active comes the risk of injury. This is Dr. Harry Stafford, Director of the Primary Care Sports Medicine Fellowship here at UNC, as well as a UNC team physician. And for those times when your knee gets injured, your Achilles is hurt, your back goes out, or if you've got a shoulder injury, UNC Family Medicine is a great choice for fast and easy treatments, including cutting-edge platelet-rich plasma injections and much more. I invite you to find out more on our website, uncfamilymedicine.org. UNC Family Medicine, here for all weekend warriors.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Extraordinary Ventures Pets. It's 50% off, a $150 value for dog walking services available today for only $75. No time to walk your dog? Extraordinary Ventures is proud to announce their latest business called EV Pets. EV employees will come directly to your Chapel Hill, Carborough, or Hillsborough home during the week of your choice and walk your dog for 5 consecutive days. Each session takes approximately 50 minutes and includes walking, watering, and lots of love. It's half off from EV Pets, and it's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Marquise Williams back out for the Tar Heels. Now trailing by 10 with 13:56 to go. Play action to Hood, trying the deep ball. Mac Hollins has it. 45-40, 35-30. Mac Hollins is gone. 92 yards. Touchdown, Carolina.
Carolina football on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, your flagship station for the Tar Heels in Chapel Hill.
66 degrees in Chapel Hill right now, partly sunny, 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, high today about 82.
Check out our comprehensive community calendar, photo galleries, and all of our news stories and more from 97.9 FM WCHL on chapelboro.com.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett. Ebola in West Africa.
The outbreak in last month has doubled in size.
It's Dr. David Nabarro, a UN health coordinator. Number of deaths from the outbreak is about 2,500. The president heads to the CDC today to focus on the crisis. White House correspondent Peter Mayer.
President Obama views the worst Ebola outbreak in history as a national security priority. His briefings in Atlanta will underscore that. He'll announce efforts to contain and control the epidemic in West Africa, with dramatically increased efforts by the U.S. military and government health agencies to build treatment centers, training facilities, and distribute medical supplies in high-risk areas.
Retired Army Major Mike Lyons, a CBS consultant, says with 3,000 American military personnel to be deployed to Liberia,
I wouldn't suspect that these are doctors. They're medical service personnel with engineers and individuals that are going to help build out these facilities and not likely be anywhere near where the Ebola viruses could be.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
68 degrees, really warming up now, 832 at WCHL. I'm Rod Stutz. The UNC School of Education is having its share of problems attracting new students who want to pursue a career in teaching, and for predictable reasons, lack of incentives, and of course, statewide budget cuts to teaching programs. WCHL's Danny Hooley has more.
I would think that we are very much in the same situation as other schools of education across the state.
That's Ann Bryan, Assistant Dean for Student Affairs at the U.S. School of Education. Recent news reports about declining enrollments for school of education programs are sobering. Speaking recently with WCHL, Bryan confirmed that the UNC School of Education is feeling the pain too. She supplied some raw numbers that show an especially startling drop in undergraduate admissions for the 2014-15 school year. Only 81 undergrads enrolled this time around, compared to 113 the year before. Graduate admissions are a little better, up to 171 from 151 last year, but 2 years ago, the number was around 230. Brian said there's a noticeable trend of students turning away from education as a major, and she lays some of the blame on the state's elimination of the Teaching Fellows program and the recent elimination of master's pay for teachers that earn advanced degrees.
Across the state, we have been put in a little bit of a defensive position to defend education a little bit and why it's a good choice in light of some decisions made at the state level, particularly around pay.
Brian says she's not entirely dejected by declining numbers. She said the School of Education has an ear to the ground for students who may not even want to go into teaching, but into education policy instead.
I think that our relatively new education minor is bursting with students.
It's not that the department is giving up on drawing aspiring teachers either. Brian said the School of Education is stepping up recruitment efforts with more college fairs, open houses, information sessions, and working with undergraduate admissions to get the word out.
North Carolina has high needs areas still where teachers in math, science, and special education can pretty much get a job anywhere in the state they want.
An open house for graduate students is scheduled for Saturday, October 11th. If you're interested in attending, you can RSVP on the School of Education website, which you can find through a link on our website, chapelboro.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM. WCHL.
The UNC Chapel Hill School of Journalism and Mass Communication is welcoming WCHL's owner and CEO, Jim Hebner, as a Halls of Fame inductee. The North Carolina Halls of Fame for Journalism, Advertising, and Public Relations ceremony honors individuals who have made outstanding career-long contributions to their fields, according to a press release from UNC. Inductees must be native North Carolinians or be identified with the state. Hebner started working at WCHL back in 1961. Came up with an array of innovative ideas over the years, was behind the I Like Calling North Carolina Home campaign and a myriad of other things, and was the force in later years behind moving the music station to full-time News Talk and Tar Heels. Station began life in 1953 under the ownership of Sandy McClamrock, who served as Chapel Hill's mayor throughout the 1960s. By 1978, Hebner was majority owner. WCHL operates as a division of Vilcom, of which Hebner is owner and CEO. Jim Hebner is one of eight Halls of Fame inductees to be honored at the October 10th event coming up at the Sheraton Chapel Hill. Others include UNC Professor Emeritus Harry Amana, the first black journalism professor at the university, and Chris Matthews, host of MSNBC's Hardball. In 1968, Matthews dropped out of the UNC doctoral program in economics after 1 year to join the Peace Corps. Tickets for this event are $75 each. They're available through September 26th. You can purchase them by calling 919-843-2026. We have all the information and that phone number on our website, chapelboro.com. A survey of North Carolina likely voters shows Democratic U.S. Senator Kay Hagan holding a narrow lead over Republican challenger Tom Tillis, roughly 2 months away from Election Day. The Elon University poll released on Monday had Hagan with support from 45% of those likely to vote, compared to 41% for Tillis, State House Speaker. 9% say they would vote for someone else, and close to 5% are undecided. The survey of 629 likely voters taken September 5th through 9th has a margin of sampling error of 3.9 percentage points. When expanded to include registered voters surveyed, the Elon poll says 38% approved of President Barack Obama's job performance, while 50% disapproved. Carboro aldermen will get together tonight and consider creating the position of town historian. If the board approves the position, the town will put out a call for applicants, and then the alderman would appoint an historian to serve for a 4-year term. The board will also consider signing an interlocal agreement with Chapel Hill and Orange County to reimburse the county for preliminary engineering and community outreach efforts related to the effort to bring sewer service to the Rogers Road community. Carboro's share totals about $25,000. The Board of Aldermen will meet tonight at 7:30 at Carboro Town Hall. You can also find a link to the agenda in this story on our website, chapelboro.com. Orange County Commissioners will review employee benefits and authorize the purchase of a new truck to haul solid waste when the board meets tonight. The projected renewal costs for county employee health benefits are expected to go up by about 13% over the next year, but that increase will likely be paid by the county, not by individual employees. Commissioners will also consider purchasing a hook lift truck for $193,000 to service the recycling compactors at Walnut Grove Convenience Center. the cardboard compactor at the landfill, and all of the purple rigid plastic roll-off containers at the county's solid waste convenience centers and recycling drop-off sites. The board will meet tonight at 7 o'clock at the Southern Human Services Center in Chapel Hill on Homestead Road. And again, you can read the agenda in this story on our website, chapelboro.com. A new report by the investment rating agency Standard & Poor's says the income gap is undermining public treasuries in North Carolina and some other states as well. The S&P report released yesterday says North Carolina is among the 10 states most reliant on income tax revenues. The report says the increasing flow of wealth to the very top earners is forcing policymakers to choose between raising taxes on the rich or cutting spending for education, medical care, and other services. The report says North Carolina's annual tax revenues in the 2000s grew on average by about half the rate in the 1990s and grew by only a slightly faster pace since recession-scarred 2009. North Carolina's tax revenues in recent years grew more slowly than the average of similar states heavily dependent on income tax revenues. WCHL News Time is 8:39. Coming up, Lauren Eastham has today's commentary. Today also happens to be Tuesday, and you know that means it's time for Adopt Bet. That is coming up in the next few minutes here on WCHL.
Bring the kids, welcome your neighbors, and leave the work week behind. Hi, this is Michelle from the Carolina Inn, inviting you to join us for Fridays on the Front Porch every Friday starting at 5 p.m. Fridays on the Front Porch provides the perfect atmosphere for kicking back, relaxing, and getting a jump start on the weekend. Enjoy great food, live music, and fun times under the shady oaks and magnolia trees. There's no cover charge or reservations to attend. For more information, visit CarolinaInnEvents.com.
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace. People often ask me about the price of gasoline and what they can do to save at the pump. Right now, you can save 6 cents per gallon when you sign up for an ExxonMobil Rewards smart card at Cruiser's. When you use the card, we save on credit card fees and pass the savings along to you. Think of the savings each time you fill up and beyond. Stop by any of our 24 convenient area locations and we'll sign you up.
Save 6 cents per gallon when you sign up for the ExxonMobil smart card. Cruiser's, good to go.
Of the nearly 200 local dentists, how many have repeatedly been voted by their patients and peers best in Chapel Hill and the Triangle? Like the Kennedy Dental Group, now located at 1721 East Franklin Street across from Eastgate. Doctors Jeff Kennedy, Dick Wagner, and Leland Webb combine for over 100 years of experience. They want patients to be healthy and stay that way. They have developed the philosophy of practical dentistry. Dentistry provided in an honest and conservative way using the most up-to-date technology. Check them out at KennedyDentalGroup.com or call them at 967-9291.
This is Mark Vitale, owner of All About Insurance, and I'm here with Tom McGarvey, an expert in commercial and business insurance with 12 years of experience.
Thanks, Mark. Commercial can be a very complex line of insurance, covering liability, auto, property, and workers' comp. I can make sure you have the right coverages at a fair price, and most importantly, we offer outstanding service for our clients. Call me, Tom McGarvey, at 919-933-4000 or stop by Nationwide Square at 1289 Fordham Boulevard for a free consultation.
If you've been looking for a different healthcare experience, visit Chapel Hill Primary Care. Built on the promise of prompt, compassionate, and personalized care, Chapel Hill Primary Care provides patient-centered preventative medical care and treatment of acute as well as chronic health conditions for adolescents and adults. Located in the beautiful Chapel Hill Doctors Healthcare Center off Weaver Dairy Road, offering free parking, first floor access, no facility fees, an on-site lab, and minimal to no wait time. At Chapel Hill Primary Care, patients really do come first. Visit chapelhillprimarycare.com. Immediate appointments available.
This is Chapel Hill Carborough's News, Talk, and Tar Heel Station, WCHL. Now, here's Ron Stutz.
67 degrees in Chapel Hill. It's 8:42.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Lauren Eastham. A new model of policing needs to occur in many locations in the United States. Gone should be the days of militaristic style of policing where a show of force and a me against them attitude prevails. Where, though, is the line drawn for safe expression of our rights to assemble and free speech and the potential for being considered a riot in the making or an already existing riot? That fine line is something that the police are used to hearing about, that line of which some things should not be crossed. That line should be a recognition of all the police piece that not all assemblies or multitudes of people with strong opinions is a group of fanatics that needs to be controlled with nerve gases, armored vehicles, and shotguns displayed and pointed at crowds. That term riot has been used pretty loosely of late. How is our country to feel safe in its constitutional right to peacefully protest, express our feelings, when the threat of military police force is in the air? Why arrest the press and cut off their cameras? What is it with the police riding atop armored vehicles with rifles drawn? Where do we live? Where is the First Amendment? What has happened in Ferguson and other parts of the country not getting this press coverage is reminiscent of old Soviet-style government control of dissenting citizens' opinions. Community policing may seem like a vague term, but is a term that I hope more cities across the nation pay attention to. With community policing, there's a basic understanding that the freedom to assemble and express one's opinion peacefully is within our right, and that police can actually be helpful in allowing these basic rights to continue safely. A police presence ideally should not necessarily mean a show of force with guns drawn and arrests of journalists. There is a difference. Community policing is a police force that gets to know its community personally and truly understands what issues they are having. Thus, when a protest occurs, there is less likely to be an overreaction to a peaceful demonstration. When is the time to show military equipment, perhaps once used to take out Osama bin Laden? Is it ever appropriate here? Our town had its test with Yates Motor Company incident several years ago. I believe that experience was a learning one for everyone. We are a democracy. We are not a police state. We abide by strict laws, but we have the ability to speak our opinions. We should not break the law, but let the First Amendment continue to define us as a nation. Let it continue. Allow citizens to disagree peacefully without the fear of unreasonable show of force. This is Lauren Easton.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Good morning. It is 8:45 at WCHL, and time now for Adopt a Pet, made possible by Wolfgang Bakery and Grooming in Chapel Hill. Visit the store in Metamont for healthy dog and cat food and treats, stylish accessories, and a grooming spa experience for your furry friend. Wolfgang Chapel Hill supports finding your next pet to pamper through Adopt a Pet. We do it every Tuesday on WCHL, and today I want to welcome in Liesa with Independent Animal Rescue. And Liesa, thank you very much for coming.
Thanks for having me.
Tell me about this cat that you have here.
Well, we have a kitten. He's about 15 weeks old. He's mm-hmm. orange. We named him Pumpkin, which seems to be a very seasonal name.
I was going to say, he's not really a small kitten.
He's not a small kitten. He's not a big cat either. He's not big and round like a pumpkin, but he's orange like a pumpkin.
Yeah, well, that's good. I'm glad to hear that. Well, what's the story on Pumpkin? How did you get it?
We are volunteers for Independent Animal Rescue, and I don't know Pumpkin's history. All I know is he was a found cat, mm-hmm. and so we are fostering him until he can find a permanent home. So he's living with us in our house.
Do you do this a lot?
This is only my third cat that we've had,
oh,
but
really?
It's been fun.
I bet it's hard to give them up after you do that.
It is hard to give them up, but yeah. We know there's always more cats needing foster homes, yeah. So there's always more.
Especially when you have kids, it's really hard to
especially
give them
when
up.
We have kids, it's
yeah.
tough.
Well, yes, I brought two kids in here with her this morning. And we have, how would you describe this cat?
He's a medium-build cat. He's not broad and big. He's not little teeny skinny. He's just kind of average build.
You can hear him meowing a little bit in the
background.
He's
talkative.
What's his personality like?
He's very, very sweet, like a pumpkin.
Uh-huh.
He loves to be petted. He loves to talk to you. He likes to purr. He's sitting in my son's lap right now, purring and being petted.
All right.
He's just a very sweet little guy.
Well, you know, we have nearly a 100% success rate with these pets that are brought in here for the radio interview. And
yeah.
We're real proud of that. And hopefully Pumpkin will be gone soon. And I'm sorry, guys, but, you know, you'll be getting another one soon, I guess.
Yeah.
But we will have a picture of Pumpkin to put on our website and on our Facebook page. And we'll also direct people to go to your website, which is animalrescue.net.
Yes.
For Independent Animal Rescue. And they can find out more about how to get Pumpkin and
that's right.
make him a part of your family.
That's right. He needs a great home to go to.
Yeah, he certainly deserves it. Well, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me. It was fun.
And we'll see you next time. We do it every Tuesday on WCHL. It's called Adopt a Pet, and it's brought to you by Wolfgang Bakery and Grooming in Chapel Hill. It's 8:47.
Every Tuesday morning, Wolfgang Bakery and Grooming in Chapel Hill partners with WCHL and local animal shelters to present WCHL's Adopt a Pet. Come to Wolfgang and Grooming in Meadowmont Village for premium pet food and treats and a grooming spa experience for your furry friend. This month, we're offering a buy two, get one free sale on our natural Wolfgang Bakery treat bags. And check out our grooming special, which features a free teeth cleaning with the purchase of a Fuller Mini Grooming. Wolfgang Bakery and Grooming in Chapel Hill fully supports finding your next pet to pamper through Adopt a Pet on WCHL every Tuesday morning.
It's been the perfect southern summer in Chapel Hill's Southern Village. And as we bring this summer to a close, we're celebrating in grand fashion. Sunday, September 21st, we'll be holding a food truck rodeo from 3 to 8 p.m., including your favorite local food trucks, a beer van, desserts, and more. The cherry on top? Live music from legendary North Carolina beach band, The Nomads. So come have yourself a real southern summer. Visit southernvillage.com for more information.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Connect Chiropractic. It's 50% off your first chiropractic exam and treatment with Dr. Kate. And it's available today for only $65, normally a $130 value. Connect Chiropractic was formed with the simple goal of providing women with comprehensive preventative health care. Whether you've woken up with a stiff neck or you've been feeling fatigued for months, Dr. Kate wants to help you get your energy back and get you on the right track to a pain-free life. It's half off from Connect Chiropractic, and it's available for a limited time. So buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
This is Kit Ballew of Franklin Street Realty.
And I'm Sammy Martin. Kit, it's clear to us that buyers benefit from having their own agent, whether a first-time buyer or someone who has done it numerous times. Agents at Franklin Street bring an uncommon body of knowledge and experience to the table.
Finding the right home can be easy or it can be torturous. Getting from contract to actually owning requires tenacity and a clear head. Emotions can run really high during the process on both sides.
People can get really uptight about money, and in our market, we're talking a lot of it. 1 or 2% of the price can be thousands of dollars. We are really good at keeping the numbers in perspective, and negotiating the purchase price is probably the easiest part of the whole thing.
No kidding. Due diligence, inspections and repairs, low appraisals and other loan problems, and the resultant delays in closing. Did we mention that emotions on both sides can make these issues seem insurmountable?
That's why we're here, Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else?
Find us on the web at franklinstreetrealty.com or on the phone at 929-7174.
Ron Stutz has been your early morning host since 1977. That's a long time behind the mic. Ron has all your local news, sports, traffic and weather together, interviews with the newsmakers, commentaries, jokes, and a lot more. You'll hear from Rand Northam and the whole WCHL news team, plus Freddie Kiger's trivia, Wayne Pond's word of the day, Art Chansky's sports notebook, the clean joke of the day, and a whole lot more. Monday through Friday from 6 to 9 a.m. And you can wrap up your day with Aaron in the afternoon with the WCHL afternoon and evening news. In between, spend some time with Stephanie Miller and Tom Hartman. This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Once again, here's Ron Stutz.
Well, good morning. It is 8:51 at WCHL. Always excitement around here on Tuesdays when we bring in the pet of the day, pet or pets. And today it is Pumpkin. We'll have some pictures up very shortly so you can see Pumpkin for yourself and maybe take him into your home to be a member of your family. So 8:51 at WCHL. Coming up, today's WCHL hometown hero is Natalia Lennis, who works with El Centro Hispano in Carborough, and we'll tell you all about the great work she does. That's on the way.
This is Art Chansky. Do you think you know more about college football than me? Then head on over to chapelboro.com and sign up for the 2014 College Pick'em. Each week we'll select the 10 best college football games played around North Carolina and the country. And before the cutoff time, pick who you think will win. Compete every week for great prizes like restaurant gift cards and so much more. Compete against your favorite Chapel Bar and WCHL personalities, including me, Aaron Keck, and Ron Stutz. Sound good? Well, what are you waiting for? Check it out today. College Pick'em on chapelboro.com.
The Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce invites you to superpower our economy at Prime Time, Orange County's largest business expo.
Join us this Thursday at the Sheraton in Chapel Hill from 4:30 to 7:30 p.m. Meet local businesses over free food and drink and win fabulous prizes. It's free and open to the public. Find out more at carolettachamber.org/primetime.
Good day, mates. Barclay Grimble of Grimble Jewelers here with my annual attempt at an Australian accent, which can only mean one thing. It's Opal Showtime. Friday and Saturday, September 26th and 27th, Barbara and Jim Runkle will be filling our cases with the most gorgeous opals and opal jewelry you've ever seen. Barbara and Jim actually own an opal mine in New South Wales, so you can't get any closer to the source than this. They have the best prices on fine opals this side of the Sydney Opera House. Now, I may be a bit prejudiced here, but I think opals are the most beautiful of all of nature's creations. Everyone is like a little work of art. And if your life is feeling a bit dull and gray lately, an opal could be just the thing to lift your spirits. That's Grimble Jewelers Opal Show, Friday and Saturday, September 26th and 27th. It'll be more fun than boxing kangaroos or wrestling alligators, guaranteed. Grimble Jewelers, corner of Franklin and Elliott, Chapel Hill.
Start your day with Ron Stutz and catch Stephanie Miller, 9 to noon, here on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
He delivered it about an hour ago. Do you remember Wayne Pond's word of the day? What is the word? How do you spell it? And what's the definition? Call me right now, 919-929-WCHL. If you're the first with all three correct answers, I'll give you a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers. It's brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else? Your number to call right now, 919-929-WCHL.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Natalia Linus is today's WCHL hometown hero.
You are the office coordinator for the Carboro office of El Centro Hispano.
Yes, so as all of you know, we've been in town for the past 4 years. We serve all the Latino community, and right now we've been working with a task force for the past 4 years in a project called the Worker Center. All the day laborers that you have seen on Jones Ferry Road with David Rowe, they're going to be moved to our office. The idea is to offer them more secure jobs and just like create new groups and giving them like a leadership and create a group for domestic workers as well.
And what's the benefit of the Worker Center?
We want to provide more services to them. We know that having this opportunity for them is perfect to also have more jobs available. Some of them are in the corner and they find a job temporarily for one day, but next day you never know if you're going to get something or not. We're hoping that once we open the Worker Center, this person can have more jobs and that way also learn English and literacy, so the pool of jobs that he can have will be wider, and that way their income will be more stable.
It's going to be one heck of a lot better than what's happening right now.
As most of you know, the system that they have right now is whoever comes to the corner and pick them up, they just like run to the car and go. And sometimes in the middle of the road, they tell them like, oh, well, like, I don't think you're going to be a better person for the job. So they just like leave them in the middle of the road and they don't have a way to come back. Or after like 10, 12 hours of work, they don't get paid. So that's what we're trying to avoid. That probably we're going to lower that number of cases, but at some point the ideal will be that that doesn't happen at all.
Natalia, let me just ask you, how long have you been here and how long have you been with El Centro Hispano?
Originally from Colombia. Mm-hmm. I've been here for the past 4.5 years, and with El Centro, I've been working for the past year.
Thank you for doing what you do, because you are certainly helping a lot of other people. Is there a website where folks can go?
Yes, they can go to www.elcentronc.org, or they just can go to our office. We are in downtown Carver on 201 West Weaver Street, and they can also call us to 919-945-0132.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Nice to meet you. And
nice
thank
to
you
meet you too.
In.
Thank you.
Natalia Linus is today's WCHL hometown hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Congratulations to Scott Jarrett, who called in with the answer to the word of the day, Wayne Pond. It is Prudential, P-R-U-D-E-N-T-I-A-L. In addition to being the name of a real estate and insurance company, it means means all about common sense or good judgment. And Scott gets a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers. The word of the day on WCHL with Wayne Pond.
Hey, Leonardo da Vinci, the Mona Lisa, she's a great success. But how did you get her to smile like that?
Oh, Michelangelo, it's obvious. I sent her to the Breadmans.
Breadmans on Rosemary Street?
Sure, they've got the great food with breakfast all day and low prices. You can't go in there and not come out a smiling.
Yes, I better head to Breadmans today.
Today?
Yeah, they got me painting this ceiling for the next 4 years.
Oh, bummer.
Breadman's Restaurant, a Chapel Hill tradition.
What, you think we only like a pizza?
Hello, this is Tony Hall, real estate broker at Tony Hall & Associates. Some homes are selling much easier than others depending on various factors such as condition, location, and price range. Contact us today if you're curious to know how easily your home might sell. 919-933-8500 or TonyHallAssociates.com. At Tony Hall & Associates, we don't just list houses, we sell them.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Extraordinary Ventures Pets. It's 50% off, a $150 value for dog walking services available today for only $75. No time to walk your dog? Extraordinary Ventures is proud to announce their latest business called EV Pets. EV employees will come directly to your Chapel Hill, Carborough, or Hillsborough home during the week of your choice and walk your dog for 5 consecutive days. Each session takes approximately 50 minutes and includes walking, watering, and lots of love. It's half off from EV Pets, and it's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
WCHL's Chapel Hill cover of weather. 69 degrees in Chapel Hill. It is really warming up fast. Partly sunny today. 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Our high today in the low 80s. Tonight, mostly cloudy. 30% chance of rain and the low in the low 60s. Tomorrow, a little cooler. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. Slight chance of rain in the morning. And then a chance of rain in the afternoon as usual. And our high temperature tomorrow in the middle 70s. It is 9 o'clock.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. The Senate Armed Services Committee meets 30 minutes from now to hear more about the strategy to defeat Islamic terrorist military forces in Iraq and Syria. CBS's Cammie McCormick tells us the committee has a long list of questions for top Pentagon officials.
In particular, how the U.S. military will vet and train moderate Syrian opposition fighters to counter the extremist group. The Pentagon believes 5,000 could be trained in 1 year, but admits vetting will be difficult and time-consuming.
President Obama is about to meet with retired Marine General John Allen, his point man for the international coalition to take on ISIS. CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer tells us that meeting comes at a critical time.
The administration is counting the countries signing up for that coalition as it maps battle plans to, as the president keeps saying, degrade and destroy the terror group. Firming up the coalition will be the key to the next move. Airstrikes on ISIS strongholds inside Syria.
Two Americans and a Polish soldier assigned to NATO's ISAF force in Afghanistan have been killed by a suicide car bomb near the American embassy in Kabul. Kate Clark, reporting via Skype, tells us approximately 20 soldiers and civilians were wounded.
A lot of chaos, a lot of people walking around with bloody wounds. The other members of the ISAF convoy were actually giving first aid to the wounded.
The United States will send 3,000 military personnel to West Africa to fight the spread of Ebola, which has claimed about 2,500 lives. UN officials call the outbreak unprecedented. Live to CBS News correspondent Vicki Barker.
Unprecedented and with a skyrocketing price tag.
The amount for which we have requested was around $100 million a month ago, and now it's $1 billion.
The UN's Dr. David Nabarro says that's what it'll take to keep the number of Ebola cases within the tens of thousands. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon launching what's being billed as a global response coalition later this week. Frank?
One of the worst of 10 major wildfires burning up all over California has damaged or destroyed at least 100 homes in a logging town called Weed, about an hour's drive from the Oregon border. John Cunningham's home is a total loss.
House is gone. There were probably about 20, 25 other houses that went down.
While Mexico sends troops and airliners to evacuate tourists trapped by flooding in Baja California, the desert southwest is getting ready to deal with what's left of Hurricane Odile.
There is a threat of heavy rains and flash flooding across much of that area over the next several days.
Government forecaster Daniel Brown. The family of the Arizona gun range instructor who was accidentally shot and killed by a 9-year-old student has sent that girl's family a video. At one point, the instructor's children tell the girl they're praying for her. The government says wholesale prices were unchanged in August, thanks